Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. And I want to see everyone listening to my voice do two things, and I'm including myself in this. I want to see you hear God's voice for yourself and be obedient. Maybe a third thing. And then when you meet Jesus face to face, he's going to say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And over the years, I've interviewed a number of people that have had, for lack of better words, formulas for how to hear God's voice. But I can tell you on a personal basis, I'm led by God's Spirit. I have no doubt about that. But my personal prayer for years has been a very simple prayer. God, I want to hear your voice, and I want to be obedient. I mean, maybe many people pray other things, but that's been my major prayer. And I have to tell you, I want to hear God's voice personally better than I do right now, much better. And when I got a hold of Dr. Gary Whetstone's series called Today, Hear God's Voice. It's actually a college curriculum course, and I found out the fruit in Gary's life and in those that had been enrolled in his college and in his course. I said, I've got to get this for myself, and I have to get this in the hands of everyone that listens to our ministry. Now, in yesterday's broadcast, Dr. Gary Whetstone said he was with his wife, Faye, in Israel, and they were doing a video clip to encourage people to go on their next Israel trip. And this was back in 2005, and all of a sudden, he was in an open vision. For those that don't know what an open vision is, how would you describe it, Gary?
It's when the Spirit of God takes you and you are out of all your senses. Even though you're there and you know you're a person, but you have no natural perception of your surroundings, you are completely encapsulated in the unveiling of that which God is revealing. It's not like you are sitting watching a picture. Is you are in the picture watching everything happen around you.
And what you saw, boy, that was better than any university course I can think of. You saw people marching historically throughout all of history, and you saw some people were doing things on their own strength. Some people started out hearing God, but then did things on their own strength. Some people were told to do things by people they respected. Some people had circumstances that forced them to do the things they did. And most of, just about all this stuff was burned with fire. Did you see people what they did for God was not burned with fire?
I watched people, Sid, that when they heard God's voice and they did what he said, there was a increase of that voice of God. It was like light just pierced and penetrated the atmosphere of that person. And others became just engaged in that hearing and moving in God. And as they heard and moved in God, they went forward and nothing was burned. I watched these people that I knew, and this was the most incredible thing, was I watched people that I knew, that I watched so many people get affected by the voice of God speaking, and then God all of a sudden being able to speak to thousands of people because one person heard God. It was like an instant when God's voice was penetrated one person and they heard and obeyed him, it became like a power of relief that took place in other people's lives. That's what happens when they hear this course on Today, Hear His Voice.
You know what I'm thinking? Things are so horrific in our nation, morally, as far as the economy, as far as the family setup. In almost every arena. But And people say, well, but if there's enough prayer, then things will turn around. I'm thinking if enough believers hear the voice of God and pray according to the voice of God, things will be turned around.
Sid, God never told us to pray about the problems. God never said, take the social issues of today and bring them to God. Jesus never once complained about Caesar, even though they crucified people up and down the road. Jesus never once talked about what's going on in government, what's going on in people's attitudes and actions. He only said, I do that which I hear my Father say. And we are the children of God, Sid, and we have the voice of God speaking in us. Every child of God hears him. We hear God in us, and we are given the absolute place of the Son of God's authority to respond to him and do what he says. You know, there is nothing I can pray for that God is going to act on. It is what is done in heaven. God commands us to pray done on earth. It's his will, not mine. Even if I find a scripture, and this is what I watched in the vision, I watch people take what they believe they wanted God to do and what other people said, this is what God is doing, and everything they did that they said God was doing, that God did not speak, it burnt. It completely burnt, and the voice of God today is speaking right now to your audience that there is a sword to pierce into the heart and mind of his children, to divide spirit and soul, to bring deference, a clarity of differential between what is of the nature of God speaking and what is the rational voice and the circumstantial information that is surrounding them. God's spirit is speaking such a severance in spirit with word that has come from him in us that we cannot deny and neither can we defy that it is the voice of God speaking.
I want you to whet our appetite by telling me that what you did after this open vision and what effect it had on you, on your marriage, on your family, on your church family, and on those that took the course that you designed from that open vision.
I watched every pastor, because this is a Bible school course that is predominantly training leaders for men and women that are going to influence the body of Christ, and you're making it available for everyone, which everybody needs to hear his voice. This is God's will from us. As we have trained thousands of leaders to hear the voice of God and move in that authority, I have seen what we did. I took one church that we had opened, and I went back, and I heard, God, what did you say to me? And I heard God say, buy the building. And I recognized I put a church in that building that I never heard God say, put a church in the building.
In other words, you heard God to buy it, but he didn't say what to do with it.
Exactly. Well, I tried to finish his sentence because I was already wanting to do church work in that area. The next thing I knew, I got the pastor that was in the church. I got the leaders that were there, and I sat down with them after this vision. And I said, listen, guys, I'm going to be frank with you. I do not have God saying, continue this church. I said, I want you to talk to God, and if he tells you, you can have the building and continue the church. Every one of them came back, and they said, Pastor, I'm not hearing God say it. I said, then if God's not saying it, we're not doing it. We close the church.
But doesn't that make you look bad after you've raised money to do this, after you've imparted the vision to so many people? How could you do that, Gary? I mean, the average pastor couldn't go back on something like that.
I cannot be average, Sid. I cannot live by the viewpoints of others. I am going to stand eternally judged by whether I did or did not do what God said. And what happened in me, and I shared it with the church that was in Philadelphia there, I said, because I'm not hearing it, we can't do it. And, you know, every one of them said, you know, if we're not hearing it, we don't need to be in a church God did not call. And that's one of the big questions that comes out. How many churches are built out of, we need to do this, we need to do that, this is an area of need, this is an area of need.
But you know what scares me even more, Gary? is how supernatural it was that God told you to buy that building and how logical it was to say that building would have been a church. Tell me the circumstances of how God told you to buy that building.
I had in my spirit God speak to me in this section of West Philadelphia to buy a building. And I told my staff, I told one of the fellows on staff that works in just a lot of administrative areas, and I said, go there and find the building. So they called me from a street up in Philadelphia, and they said, you know, I think we're here. I said, wait a minute. And I heard God. God said, they're there. I said, wherever you are, that's the building we're buying. They said, well, we're standing on a school step. I said, then turn around. They turned around, and there was a factory behind them. I said, we're buying that building. They said, there's a sold sign on it. I said, what? They said, is there somebody else owns it? I said, wait a minute. No, I don't know what happened. I don't care how it worked. That building is what we're buying, and we're paying I paid $365,000 for it. So he calls the owner. The owner said, we have the building sold. We're going to settlement in 20-some days. It was sold for almost $2 million-something-odd. And he said, we wouldn't sell it to you anyway. Who are you? He said, we're the ones that God said were buying your building. He was a Jewish fellow, said. And he said, I'm not going to sell the building to you. He said, I already have it sold. I've got a deposit on it. Then the fellow who talked to him said, well, when is your contract up? He said, by the end of this 30 days, it's over. He said, you will call me on that 30th day, and we will buy that building.
And now, because we're slipping out of time, he did call you. You did buy the building. 100 out of 100 pastors that would have happened to would have come to the same conclusion you did. It was supposed to be for a church. It's so essential that I like the way you put it. We finish God's statements with our own stinking thinking. Well, we're making the entire process that Gary got from that open vision, the entire Bible course. It's 12 lessons on 6 DVDs and a study guide. Gary, if someone really follows this and does what you instruct them to do, will they really hear God's voice as clearly as you?
They will hear the voice of God.
Oops, we're out of time. $79. Call or write today. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.